Rafa, hi. First of all, congratulations. Are you satisfied of what you have done this afternoon?
Yeah, sure. No, well, I'm going to be very arrogant if I say not after the result. No, so I played against a very good player, and I was able to win in straight sets with a very positive result. So happy for that. Probably I didn't play it as well as I did the other day, but I still played well. No, I played some very good shots. It's true that for some moments I made a few mistakes, but no, not important ones. No, in general terms I played well.
Rafa, what was the bigger sort of birthday present for you? The fact that you didn't have to play in the rain and in the weather yesterday, or the fact that you got through these first few rounds with as little, or as seemingly easily as you did so far?
For me, the only thing is I'm in quarterfinals and I am healthy and I am playing well. That's the only important thing for me, not the rest of the things. It doesn't matter, you know, sometimes happens that rain, sometimes happens that you don't play that well, but important thing is accept all the situations and fight for the goal, no? And the goal always is try your best every day and try to be through to the next round, and that's what I did since that moment. So very happy about the first week of competition, obviously. And now I want to play against Milos or Pablo, tough opponents, so I need to be ready to play my best.
Hi, Rafa. You have very good results since January. Can you define the part of Carlos Moya in this success? How did he help you to improve?
I think I asked it like 5 times, this question here, since the beginning of the event. But I'm going to do it one more time. The Carlos is a very positive incorporation for me. Is first of all, is a very good friend, person that I have a lot of confidence with him, and he has confidence with me. So we have a great relationship since a long time ago. We know each other very well. He knows very well my uncle and Francis, so they're working together in a very good way. So very happy with that. The spirit of the teamwork have been very positive since the beginning, and I feel very comfortable with that. And yeah, we changed a couple of things on the practices, but it's obvious that Carlos is a very important help for me. But it's true that the most important thing for me is I was able to play with no injuries and no too many problems since the beginning that he came, you know, so we were able to practice as much as we want and the way that we wanted. So that's something that I am not able to do it all the time. That makes a big difference.
Carol? Rafa, Tony said that at the end of last season, when you decided to stop your season, mm-hmm. you all sat down and he told you, next season, if you want to go back to the top, you need to change 2 things. You need to get your forehand back and you need to change your face, your attitude while you were competing. Can you just elaborate on that and were those changes that easy to make?
I don't know. No, I think everybody knows what you need to do to be competitive and to have chances to compete for everything. That if you're not very stupid, you know it. Another thing is how to work to make that happen. No? So that's the difference. And since that moment, I am playing well. I'm happy the way that we are working. I am happy on the practices. I'm playing with the right attitude all the time. I believe that my attitude never was wrong. So it's not a question of attitude. It's a question of tennis and it's a question of health. That's all. No, if you are healthy, it's easier to play with a good attitude. It's easy to practice well. And at the end of the day, the only thing, or the most important thing, that you know, to be successful, the only thing is the work. So if you are able to work, then you have much more chances to have success. If you are not able to work, you have still have chances, but less for sure. No, and for a lot of moments in my career, I didn't have the chance to work the things that we wanted to work because my physical issues. But that's part of my career, so I'm very happy about all the things that happened and happy that I am playing well now. But it's not the moment to talk about that. Well, we are in quarterfinals of Roland Garros. That's it.
Rafa, I'm sure you've heard about the latest terror attack in the UK. Are you at all worried about coming to London at the moment? And will you be happy to go out in London as you would do normally?
No, it's terrible to hear these kind of things all around. It's very bad news, and with these kind of things, you cannot feel 100% safe in no one place. No, that's the real thing, and that's very bad news for everybody. No, but I don't know. I don't know if the world is scared, is respect, and. And that's it. Sorry for all the families that are suffering. Just it's tough to accept these kind of things, but it's happening very often today, and it's difficult to change that for the moment.
Rafa, you've left this tournament only 3 times without the trophy, but last year was different because you didn't lose, you had to withdraw. So I'm wondering if you felt cheated or robbed by that experience, and if that changed how you felt coming back to Paris this year.
No, not at all. No, last year for me was an opportunity lost, that's all. And was an opportunity lost because I felt that I was playing well. That's a real thing. No, in 2009 was an opportunity lost too, but it's true that I had a lot of problems on the knee. And in 2015, there is one player that was playing much better than me. So it was a different stories in every time that I didn't have the trophy here. But I never expect to to only have 3 times coming back home without the trophy since that moment. So very happy about everything. This year I am for sure excited to be back here. It's a tournament that is in red spot because it's probably the most important event of the year for me. But not because what happened last year. I play this tournament different, no, in a different way, in terms of mentality or attitude. No, I am coming as every year, trying my best, and I always had the same motivation to play well here and to try to win.
Rafa, how did you celebrate your birthday yesterday? And you said you are going for dinner, and did you have some cake? Some birthday cake.
I have a couple of ones, but I didn't eat much. No. Well, I have been with the family. I have been here celebrating with all the people in Roland Garros here downstairs. It was very nice always. There is a lot of people that works here that I have a great relationship with all of them, and it's always beautiful not to celebrate this special moment with all of them. So it's a little bit of tradition here. So. It was a very beautiful moment, no? And then I had some lunch with family in the hotel and with Richard Mill and Melanie, so was great, no? Good atmosphere, I was relaxed. During the evening was not a celebration, was a moment to see the football, and that's it.
Rafa, you're through to the quarterfinals. Will you just now concentrate on that match, or will you also think about what you will need to do to progress and possibly win Roland Garros this year?
I am focused on every day. Now I am happy about what happened today. I am excited that I have 1 day off now, and then I'm going to try to be 100% ready for after tomorrow. It's going to be another important match for me against a tough opponent, and it's true that now every match makes a big difference in terms of points, in terms of everything, you know? So I need to be ready for the fight, for the tough moments that's gonna happen, and there's tough opponent for sure in the next round. So